Man, what you talking? I don't get too high, not on a little middling joint like that one. It was Mr. Turkle's voice somewhere in the dark latrine with us. Jesus, Turkle, what are you doing in here? McMurphy was trying to sound stern and keep from laughing at the same time. Get out there and see what she wants. What'll she think if she doesn't find you? The end is upon us, Parding said and sat down. Allah be merciful. Turkle opened the door and slipped out and met her in the hall. She'd come over to see what all the lights were on about, what made it necessary to turn on every fixture in the ward. Turkle said every fixture wasn't on, that the dorm lights were off and so were the ones in the latrine. She said that was no excuse for the other lights. What possible reason could there be for all this light? Turkle couldn't come up with an answer for this, and during the long pause I heard the bottle being passed around near me in the dark. Out in the hall, she asked him again, and Turkle told her, well, he was just cleaning up, policing the areas. She wanted to know why then was the latrine, the place that his job description called for him to have clean, the only place that was dark. And the bottle went around again while we waited to see what he'd answer. It came by me, and I took a drink. I felt I needed it. I could hear Turkle swallowing all the way out in the hall, umming and aahing for something to say.
He's scald, McMurphy hissed. Somebody's going to have to go out and help him.
I heard a toilet flush behind me, and the door opened, and Harding was caught in the hall light as he went out, pulling up his pajamas. I heard the supervisor gasp at the sight of him, and he told her to pardon him, but he hadn't seen her, being as it was so dark.
It isn't dark. In the latrine, I meant. I always switch off the lights to achieve a better bowel movement. Those mirrors, you understand. When the light is on, the mirrors seem to be sitting in judgment over me to arbitrate a punishment if everything doesn't come out all right.
But Aide Turkle said he was cleaning in there.
And doing quite a good job, too, I might add, considering the restrictions imposed on him by the dark. Would you care to see?
Harding pushed the door open a crack, and a slice of light cut across the latrine floor tile. I caught a glimpse of the supervisor backing off, saying she'd have to decline his offer, but she had further rounds to make. I heard the ward door unlock again up the hall, and she let herself off the ward. Harding called to her to return soon for another visit, and everybody rushed out and shook his hand and pounded his back for the way he'd pulled it off. We stood there in the hall, and the wine went around again. Seafelt said he'd as leave have that vodka if there was something to mix it with. He asked Mr. Turkle if there wasn't something on the ward to put in it, and Turkle said nothing but water. Fredrickson asked, what about the cough syrup?
They give me a little now and then from a half-gallon jug in the drug room. It's not bad tasting. You have a key for that room, Turkle?